Live in the studio, Alex Di Retto. Do I pronounce that right? Or?
Perfect.
Oh, thank you. you were born and raised in Canada and then went to Italy, or you were born in Italy and went to Canada?
I was born in Rome, Italy, and at the age of 10, and we moved with my family. We moved to Canada, right? Uh-huh. And then I lived there for 5 years or so, and then we moved back to Italy. See, my hair is turning gray. Sometimes I get that lonely feeling. Sometimes it's hard for me to say. Well, I'm calling you tonight. 'Cause it's 4 in the morning and I can't see the light. Some people live without a reason. Some people got nothing to say. So many take the wrong direction, 'cause they don't wanna play the game. Well, I'm calling you again. 'Cause it's 4 in the morning. Stuck in the rain. Well, I got something to say. I can't live for another day. Well, I'm tired of waiting. I wanna be what I play. Song can make you happy. You know, song can make you cry. Song can reach your. I wanna be what I play. I wanna be what I play. I wanna be what I play.
Thank you.
Stefan Grossman is a great teacher. And we became friends, and then I kept on taking lessons from him and then getting into this country blues situation, like trying to understand. He introduced me to a lot of unheard music at that time. You know, he had all these special LPs. And he told me about the Reverend Gary Davis that taught him how to play, you know. That was very interesting. So I believe that was my turning point. Now my playing style, I consider myself like, you know, the topics of Bob Dylan, the technique of Stephen Stills and the finger-picking technique and the groove of J.J. Cale. That's what I really loved. And I was very sad that he passed away. Well, you know, sometimes you have funny feelings. Like the other night, I had words coming at me, so I wrote me a song. Called it the poisonous glue, you know. So here we go. Well, they'll give you all the answers without telling what to do. And they'll give all different channels wishing for a different view. But we're all dancing to the poisonous groove as well. Well, I read what I wrote and I said, you know, it ain't bad at all. Tell you what, gonna read me another verse. This time I'll talk about the weather. It's giving me a hard time. So here we go. You know the weather is getting hotter, and the ocean's warmer too. Yeah, the mountaintops are crying, and the ancient valley blooms. But we're all sailing down the river of doom. Another cigarette, got myself another shot of whiskey. I was feeling kind of good, you know. So I said, what the heck, gonna write me another verse. I'll talk about the politicians, you know. They're giving me a hard time. Well, all the politicians devoted to mankind. Well, they don't give a shit, you know, to serve what's fucking right. They're romancing by the light of the night. You by the light of the night. Cause the logic of the prophet says for money it can be done. They'll take away all your feelings, no more joking just for fun. But we're all waiting for the shot of a gun. Yeah, for the shot of a gun. I told you what I had to tell you, you know, now it's up to you. Try to liberate your conscience, you know, your stream of consciousness. Let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow.
I made it through. See.
What's your new CD called?
The title is Love is No Serious Thing.
Oh yeah.
Love is no serious thing, because yeah. I believe that we give too much importance to the word love. Uh-huh. Love is something very natural. It's we exaggerate in everything, and we create all kind of troubles about this, around this world.
We romanticize the things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's so natural to be in love and, you know, to love somebody. Mm. But we make it so difficult socially. So I came up with this idea. My wife's not very happy with that. But... is Marie. She's a pretty lady. She's got fantasies. I'm on the road to Memphis. Let her come with me, alright. She's a moving. She's a pleasure just to see. It always nice and pretty. Her lips like holy grail. I'll pick you up at 7, babe, I said to this girl. I'm on the road to Memphis. I call this lady Cocktail Miss Marie. Yeah, then I've got this lady, her name is Miss Christine. Coffee every morning, babe, Christine's are never mean. I'm on the road to Memphis. Let her come with me, alright. She's a working, flying like a bee. Yet, oh, this little lady never asks for more. I can play guitar all day and she's on saxophone. I'm on the road to Memphis. I call this lady Cocktail Miss Christine. 'Cause you better tell me, oh, I'm never pleased. I got so many women, babe, but none suits me. I'm on the road to Memphis. Yes, I'll take 'em. Take 'em all with. This lady, too young for my style. Picture is a running, babe, and every time you smile, I'm on the road to Memphis. Let her come with me, alright. Oh, pretty lady, you're my ecstasy. Well, I was playing in Mississippi and I drove through Tennessee. She was just hitchhiking, my sweet Rosemary. I'm on the road to Memphis. Call this lady Cocktail Rosemary. 'Cause you better tell me, I'm never pleased. I got so many women, babe, but none suits me. I'm on the road to Memphis.
Thank you.
You played in Canada, you played in Italy, you played in Holland. Is there a difference between the public, or, you think, or not at all?
That's a very good question that year, but I already know the answer because I made the same identical question to Kelly Joe Phelps when I met him in 1996, I think, or something. Like, we were having dinner together, and I said, like, you just flew in from the States 2 or 3 days ago. Now you're in front of a crowd that you don't know. who they are. And he looked at me and he just said, but that's not a problem because I'm just playing my music. I mean, if you're concerned with the public, you're a jukebox, you're not yourself. So he looked at me and he says, well, and you're right. And if you start worrying if the people like what you play, it becomes a problem because you're not natural anymore, see?
You can't please everybody, so you got to please yourself. Rick Nelson said that.
Right, but it's, I mean, I already pleased myself by making the song. I won't say that I please myself when I sing the song in front of people. I please myself if the people share what I, or whatever I thought for which I made up that song. So that's why I tried to explain what before singing the song, what am I talking about?
Thank you.
Claire.